Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Métis Voices Radio Show, our own internet radio program at CBS Radio every Friday evening. Tonight, we start off the program by playing the Red River Jig by the Métis Toe Tappers. Our show begins at 7:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Station 2. To listen, just click to listen, Carol, at the top. If that doesn't work, scroll down and choose whichever Listen Live button works for you. Each show features a variety of subjects and special guests coming to you live from the Machif Métis Museum in beautiful Raven Beach, just outside of Clearwater, British Columbia, Canada. Call-in lines will be open throughout the program. Here are the numbers to call. In the U.S. and Canada, toll-free, 888-228-4494. And worldwide, toll-free, 877-489-6350. For direct lines, go to BBS Station 2 main page under the header Call In and Speak Live. And don't worry if you miss any of these call-in numbers. They are posted on the BBS Radio website, all stations, and repeated on the program. And now, introducing your host, Dale Haggerty.
I hope you have a good Christmas and a holiday celebration. It's the first time in a long time that Canada has received the snowfall that all the major cities have got snow. So congratulations on that. Maybe it's not the greatest thing, but I think it's in somebody's wish that somebody wish for it, because it happened. Tonight I'll be doing a recap of Métis Voices radio program shows and the guest that we had visit with us. And in the meantime, if anybody would like to phone in, the numbers are, in Canada and the USA, toll-free 888-228-4494, and worldwide, toll-free 877-489-6350. Tonight, I got a nice little tune that I figured out. I've been trying to find some of my old Christmas records, and they're all records, 45s and old LPs, and I don't have too many CDs, but I will be in the future transferring some over to CDs, some of my Christmas music. But here's a little tune that I found in one of my collections. It's from Jess Lee. He's a Métis singer from Northern Alberta. Here we go.
If it's true what they say about a Christmas wish, Santa, would you please grant me this very special gift? Send me an angel for Christmas, someone who'd wrap my arms around. He won't need no way or a halo above. Just send me an angel to love. Christmas only comes around once a year. With the cold, I'm left alone, drowning in my tears. I got mistletoe, but there'll be no kiss if you send me an angel for Christmas. Send me an angel for Christmas. Someone to wrap my arms around. She won't need no wings or a halo, but just send me an angel. There's a broken heart hanging on my tree. It's the only thing at home waiting there for me. So that if you can feel my loneliness, send me an angel for Christmas. Yes, send me an angel for Christmas. Someone to wrap my arms around. She won't need no wings or a halo above. Just send me an angel. I'd love that.
Very nice tune from Jess Lee. You can still get Jess Lee's music. You just have to go on his website, and I think it's Jess Lee, www.jesslee.ca, I'm pretty sure, and you can still buy his music. Well, you know, it all started on April 18th, 2008. Our first Mateo Voices radio program, and our first guest was my good friend and very good medium friend of mine, and his name was Derek Whiteskycloud. He's our cultural director for the Machif Historical and Cultural Preservation Society in Surrey, and he's one of our cultural directors, and he takes care of all our needs when people need to have the schools and children come in and talk about the Machif culture. That's what you do. You just give Derek a call, and he's on our website. That's www.themachifmetismuseum.org. And the second program, we had another very surprising guest, and that was in April 25th of 2008. We were honored to have with us, as this week's guest was Senator Thelma Shelton. Now, she was an awful surprise to us, because later on we had just discovered that she is my mom's first cousin, and we had no idea that she and her family were a part of our family. And she had lots of interesting things. She talked about when she was in the Senate and how she stuck up for the Métis people, and right now she is looking after one of our sister museums, the in St. Albert's, Alberta, she there is one of the elders, and she takes care of her children there and talks culture and everything. So we were very pleased to have Senator Thelma Shelifu on our program on that day. And on May 2nd, 2008, we were honored to have with us on this show was a good friend and also another board of directors for the Machif Historical and Cultural Preservation, but he looks after the island, Mr. Earl Belcourt. Now, Mr. Earl Belcourt used to be the Métis Provincial Council Vice President and one of the original founding fathers of the Métis Provincial Council. And also, he is also one of the original board of directors for Red River West. and we had a very interesting talk about Earl. Earl's sort of like he's Mr. Politician, but he's for the people, and he wants to make things go good for the people and the rights for people. And he was talking about a new thing about the Métis board of a protocol agreement with the provincial government, which gives us better rights to a freedom of expression and stuff like this, and to be better represented at the government level. So we're very pleased to talk to Earl about all that, and he's a good friend of ours. And there we go. On May the 9th, we had a very, very, very special Mother's Day show with my very special friend, elder, and good person. Was Teresa Dion. Now, Teresa Dion is also not only this; she is also a minister. That she can actually marry people. And a matter of fact, Teresa Dion, I had the privilege of having her marry me and my wife, Dale, as well. And we had a fabulous time. But Teresa was sort of like a little jealous, because I used to always take Teresa and Rose and everybody also out and take them to dances and stuff like this. So she was sort of like a little jealous at the time when I got married. So, but we still are the best friends, and she's also one of our board of directors. She is the vice president of the Michif Historical and Cultural Preservation Society, and it was very nice. She said to me, she says, "Well, what do I talk about?" And I said, "You just talk about what you want to talk about." And my goodness, she says, "Well, I don't know if I have enough to say." And I said, "Believe me, you'll have enough to say." Anyways, the program actually ran over an extra 15 minutes, and she just couldn't stop talking. She had so much she wanted to tell us, so we're going to have to bring her back one of these in the new year. We're really going to have to get her back. And on May 16th, 2008, we were very happy to talk to Ron Kirsch, and he is Ron Kirsch is one of the directors for Vancouver Métis Community. Now, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It could be changed. It used to be the Vancouver Métis Association in Vancouver, but now he is he works for the prison system, and he had this quite a program that he was talking about how he was taking and rehabilitating the prisoners and just giving them back a little bit of their dignity, and we had a very good conversation about that. And really, it was surprisingly how much work that's involved in that kind of a job. And I had just shut my computer off here, because now I've got to re-queue it up. So if you hear this noise in the background, excuse the noise. I'm trying to re-queue it so I can have some more music for you tonight. And also, if you guys still just want to come in and chat and give me a call, I'll give you the numbers again. In Canada and in the U.S., it's toll-free, 888-228-4494. And in worldwide, it's toll-free, 877-489-6350. And I also have to mention this. They don't know that I'm going to do this, but BBS Radio is our sponsors, and I like to wish them a Merry Christmas from the staff, from Don and Seth. And I also like to promote, if anybody that wants to put on their a radio program through them, you know, these gentlemen. They have quite a range of topics that you know that you want to air on and stuff like this. So if you need to give them a call, you can get them through those two numbers. And as well, here we are now. So after that beautiful talk with Métis brother Ron Kirst, that was that Victoria Weekend show, by the way. We were very pleased on the May 23rd. We were very pleased to talk to an entertainer as well as a shaman, and her name was Brenda McIntyre, and she does healing through song. And wow, her drumming and her singing was just out of this world, and we really enjoyed their songs. And again, you can also look her up on the website. She has music, and she does all kinds of things. She's from back east, from Toronto. And, yes, but you still can talk to her. Now, her name is Brenda McIntyre, and I'm going to just spell her last name. M-A-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E. And she has music and everything, if you need to get a hold of her. So, there we go. So, here we go. It was May 30th. 2008, we were presented with a very good friend from back east, Mr. Claude O'Bean. He is a spiritual leader, a Métis from Quebec, where there's a lot of controversial about the Métis not being recognized from back east, but I do recognize Claude. Claude is a very good friend. We've been to a couple of his beautiful ceremonies. And we had the privilege. And Claude, all he wants to do is he just wants to bring the Métis people together and celebrate as one nation. As one nation, not in separate provinces. One nation of Métis people. And Claude was a very interesting man. He talked about his spirituality and all the good stuff in his life. And if anybody needs to find these gentlemen out. You can actually go on our website and you could find some of the information. And that website is www.MichifMétisMuseum.org. Also, you can go back on the BBS radio archives and you can download the music or download the stuff through the archives, and he'll have all the information through the talk. So there you go. So there you go. So, and then on June the 8th, we had a very, very, very special guest and a good friend of mine, Elder, a veteran, Métis brother, and his name was Marshall Lowen. He is the captain of the hunt and the vice president at that time of the Vancouver Métis Community Association. And yes, and we talked about the rights of the hunting and stuff like that. And he's been elected as the captain of the hunt. And when we talk about the captain of the hunt, he's the one that would organize hunting parties to go out and get so much meat for the people, and if we had too much meat, he would make sure that they would get all divided up and made sure that everybody gets meals and out of the game. Now, the one thing about captains of the hunt, they have a rule, and they have to follow the rules. They just can't go hunting nilly-willy, and I'm telling you, and even though that these rules have been in place a lot longer than the hunting federations and all these other things, because this is the way the Métis people used to have to respect the way it was in the old days. So if anybody says that we don't know about laws, that's, they better be really thinking about it. We were one of the first nations to have laws about our hunting and stuff like that. So, there you go. And then on June 30th, 2008, we had another friend. And also, he was the elected, we're on the hunting issues, and his name was Dan LaFrance. Now, he was also part of the provincial council, and they had elected him the captain of the hunt as well. And he also talked about his lodge up in his and up by I'm not too sure, but I think it was near Sheridan Lake. I could forget the name of the lake, but it's a very nice lake up there around Green Lake and area. And he's got this cabin up there, and he goes and he guides for people up there. And he had quite the interesting stories, talking about the old days, about how he was, you know, he went to court and he fought for Métis rights and hunting and stuff like this. So, yeah, that was a very interesting time. So, and his name was Dan LaFrance, and very good friend. We're going to bring Dan back one of these times too to talk and see what's going on, and there you go. So I'm just going to see if I can get this music queued up now that I got my computer back up running and it's working. So let's see if I can find you a tune. Here we go. Anyways, on June the 27th, 2008, we were very pleased to have with us as a guest of that show was a friend, an elder, also a veteran, and a Métis brother. His name was Bob Ducharme. Now, he is the president of the Métis Veterans Association of British Columbia. There you go. I said it right. There you go. So, and he was a very interesting, talking about how he had struggles of, you know, after the war and coming back and all, how the veterans were really struggling and the Canadian government hadn't recognized them and were still going after some of the stuff here. And I am going to play you a nice song here, and I'm just going to cue it up right now, and it's called the Deer Hunting Song. And it's a nice old tune, so here we go. Thank you. tune there, very good tune. And we're back again. And if anybody would like to just phone in and talk and on any topic, whatever, here's the numbers you can call. In Canada and the U.S., toll-free, 888-228-4494. And worldwide, toll-free, 877-489-6350. You know, I got sent a YouTube video of a gentleman that was on the Antiques Roadshow from England, and you know, it's funny that, you know, when they come across Métis artifacts that they don't even know the history of our beadwork or where they come from. They always try to get us mixed up with First Nation, Cree, Ojibwe, First Nation, and there's no mention of, like, the mixture of our ancestries of Métis and Michif. You know, it really very upsets me, you know, that this is the way they still think, and this is the year 2008, and I can't believe, you know, they can talk about these antique dealers and they don't even know anything about Canadian history. It's really pretty sad. You know, this gentleman, his great-grandfather was in Canada, worked for the Hudson's Bay Company. He married a First Nation woman, and he had kids. And then all of a sudden, his kids were now mixed blood. He married a First Nation Cree woman. And then when he finally... his family was there, grandfather was there, and they had all homemade beadwork from the works, and it was absolutely fabulous stuff. And you know, they were trying to give an estimate value of the artifacts on this YouTube video, and you know, it's not the price of the actual artifact that really counts. It's the actual artifact. It's where it's from and who made it, and it's history. It's like the Métis people were left out of the history books, and they didn't realize that, oh, well, there's just the First Nation, and then there's just the white society sort of thing, you know, and there's no in-between sort of thing, because it's too discriminating or to talk about it, you know, sort of thing. And hey, we're Métis, and there's nothing you can do about it. We were there, we're there. So, you know, so, anyways, I was sort of like disappointed that, you know, maybe these people should be getting a hold of actual Métis people and finding out what it's really like about, you know, our artifacts and our beadwork and our, and the silk embroidery and stuff like this. It was absolutely beautiful stuff. Even the gentleman, he now lives in England, and because his grandfather came back, and he says, well, I don't know, I guess that makes me mixed blood. Like, he didn't even know, like, so. Anyways, if that gentleman is listening to our program, I'd love him to give me a call and get a hold of us through our website, and that's www.michifmetimuseum.org. And there you go. That's today's commentary to things. And getting back to our recapping, it is now July the 4th, 2008. Happy Independence Day to our American kin. This week was a guest with Derek Whiteskycloud. Boy, I like Derek. He can talk, and he's got all kinds of good information, and he's always learning. And just like everybody else, he's got his thing that he does, and he just wants to just pass the information on to people, and that's why I like him so much. He's really one of my spiritual healers. I mean, he really helped me get through some of the tough times in my life, and I really like to thank Derek for being on that thing. So Because, and he didn't even tell me that he was going to be calm and that we were going to have an open show, and he snuck in there and he started talking about all kinds of things. But we had a very good time. Yeah, and he also was mentioning that he was part of the a residential schools. Like, he was just selected as one of the healers for the residential schools. And, you know, that's another thing that I have to say about that. And, you know, Derek, all he wants to do is help. You know, when he was selected to be one of the healers, he was very honored. And, you know, this is the things that happened. Everybody keeps thinking that the residential schools just happened to the First Nation people. Wrong. It happened to the Métis people, because I got proof, because my mom was there, and it happened. You know, but, you know, we just do look at it at a different level than our First Nation brothers, you know, but it happened to them, you know. So, anyways, now Derek is not with the residential school system now, because he was sort of upset about some of the people that were trying to just abuse the system, and he resigned for reasons of personal reasons. And I'm going to play you another little song. It's here it is. It's the Drops of Brandy, and here we go. The duck dance was next. There you go. So then we had on July the 11th, getting back to our recapping again, was a very, very young lady. Her name was Nadine Gagne. And, you know, she was one of our youth. But now she has moved up into the categories, being just the Métis lady that she is. Very cute. She is now going to be a mother, and congratulations, Nadine. She has the dedication to young people to teach music, the drumming through the kids. She's working for an agency that takes care of children in care, and she has done a lot of work in the community. Thank you, Nadine, for all your success and everything and all your hard work. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about it. Thank you, Nadine. And now, and then on July the 18th, we had another Métis artist, young Métis artist, and his name was Cody LaFrance. Now, Cody LaFrance is had just won a carving award for carving Aboriginal logs and out of cedar and figures and just absolutely a beautiful carver. But he's also a farrier, which I think a farrier is where they look after the horses. And we had a long talk, and he talked about his dad, and his dad is Dan LaFrance, and how he has got a lot of respect for his father, and that's how he got involved with the looking after the horses. And I think that he wants to take the same footstep as his dad and being a horseman's guide to take hunters and guide young people up into the north and just to enjoy our beautiful backyard here we have in British Columbia here. And on August the 1st, 2008, we presented a dynamic young man. He's from Alberta, Trevor Gladue. Now, this is politics now. There we were getting into some politics here. Trevor was running for the president of the Métis Nation the Métis Nation in Alberta. And from what I understand, he didn't win the election, but you know what, Trevor? You still are in the hearts of many Métis Nation people in Alberta. So don't you give up your fight for all the things, because when you were running, I think they started to start realizing that these people that could have been in their place could have taken their jobs, and now they have to work a little bit harder. And you got the word out that they have to work harder to make the people come together. And I really had the privilege of meeting him in person and shaking his hand. And Trevor, I wish you all the best in your endurance. And don't forget, you're still a young man, and you can come back and come back the second time even stronger. Because everybody right now, if you are on the campaign trail, you can just get through to them people up north and through the south. You'll make a good president of the Métis Nation in Alberta. So good luck, Trevor, in your endurance. Again, August the 8th, we had Métis Voices Radio present another dynamic young Métis man, Kelly LaRondelle. If I say your name, sorry, it's just my Métis-ness that I screw up once in a while, but that's okay. Kelly, I don't know if you won the election, but I know you were running for vice president of the UNN, which is the another organization that helps Aboriginal, Métis, First Nation, and you're located in downtown Vancouver. I'm pretty sure Kelly has won the election because he's also a very hardworking man, and he is, by the way, Nadine's better half, sort of thing. Or it could be reversed. It could be Kelly could be Nadine's better half. One of them. Anyways, Kelly, if you are the vice president, I congratulate you. a job well done because your heart is in the right place, and keep the work up. I really appreciate you coming on, and any time that you feel that you want to come back and talk about what you've been doing, you're very welcome to come back on a radio program. Very good, my friends. Yes, it was a very, very tight time in the summertime. There was a lot of politics going on, and so we had to have a little bit of a break from the politics, but we still were in still a politic mode. So we had a very, very young guest of ours and a good friend and a Métis sister. Her name is Deborah Canada, and I'm saying it right. It is Canada. Oh, Canada. Oh, Deb Canada. She talked about she is the CEO of the Métis Commission, and which was in Vancouver, or actually it was in Victoria, and then now she's transferred her office up to Kamloops, where she lives, and she can dedicate more of her time there and her family there. She's a very hard working lady, and she does nothing but good things for the community. Her heart is in the right spot. She is the one that is going to try to bring our nation together. And also, we have also invited her to sit on our board of the Michif Historical and Cultural Preservation Society. And we are going to be having our annual general meeting coming up, and we hope Deb Canada will join our board because she wants to promote the culture. She wants to promote the young people to get involved. She is a very hardworking lady, and I really thanked her for coming on. There could have been a little bit of politics involved, but she said she didn't feel like getting into that just at the moment. She said, wait till the election's over, then I'll get into it. So thanks, Deborah, for coming on for us. August the 29th, 2008, we had the pleasure of one of the other candidates, Wayne Lucier. He was from the Caribou Chilcotin family organization up there, the Métis organization, and he was running for vice president of the Métis Nation in B.C., and from what I've heard, that he Wayne came in second to the election. So, while Wayne, next year, if they don't do a good job this year, in the next this year, this elections, then you got time now to work on the rest of the people, and then you can get at them again. So, I met Wayne at the family picnic, and we were very pleased. He's quite of an entertainer. He works for the community, he for the homeless up there, and he does a lot of good work. Well done, Wayne. September 12th, we had another very special guest. Of course, I've already mentioned him, Earl. Earl was on again, and he just was running for, he was running for president. And again, we had Earl running for president, and unfortunately, he didn't win. But you know what? Earl came second again. But you know what? Earl's, in our book, is number one. So, I apologize for you not winning the election because I knew you had some good ideas and you were going to change the whole Métis Nation around and get things rocking again. But unfortunately, now you're on our board. We'll just do it from our end. There you go, Earl. And thanks for coming on. He will be back. He will be back to talk about things that we would like to talk about. So there you go. And then we did on September the 5th, just 1 week before the election, we did a switch, and we talked about he was the current vice president of Métis Nation in B.C., Lorne Lafleur. And, of course, this was why some of the election was called, because, and he didn't like what was going on, and so Lorne had personal reasons why he left the Métis Nation in B.C., but And one day we'll get Lauren on and to see what's going on. So there you go. Thanks, Lauren, for being on our program. And then we had a bunch of, actually, we had a lot of archives replayed over the things till about October the 17th. This is the time that I had just started going back to school. And I'm doing very well, and I still got three more sessions to go, and I'm going to be very, very pleased to get through this and spend a little bit more time doing what I'm doing now. But on October the 17th, we were very pleased to have on us another good friend, entrepreneur, and spiritual leader. Again, it was Derek. Derek's always there when we need a guest. He's always there to help us out. But this time we talked about his own experiences and how he got involved being an artist. And Derek, by the way, he has got some beautiful work, man. He's his own entrepreneur. He's not a very rich man, but you know what? It's not about the money to him. It's about what he does, and he makes a living at it and just makes a living at it. And he's also a very good friend and my spiritual leader. So thanks, Derek. You're always there when I really need you there, when I need to have a guest. You're always there. There you go, my friends. I am going to play you another tune here, and I haven't heard this one, but it's called Over the Waves Waltz. So here we go with this one. That I wanted to play, but it got played anyways. It was the Duck Dance that was playing there. So there you go. Sorry about that, but we'll play it on the way out here. And I'm just going to come down. We're in October now, and it's October the 24th. We had the We had a very interesting gentleman. His name was, he was a veteran. He's a young veteran, and his name was Larry Wilson McGilvery, and he was talking about the struggles of the veterans today and what the older time veterans are going about, and he had some very concerns about even the new stuff that was going on in the things that the problems that were going on even today. So we had the privilege of talking to him, and he really really expressed his opinions, and we're going to have him back on as well, because it's very important that our veterans be very recognized. So thanks, Larry, for coming on. October the 31st, well, this was the first for us for this. So we had this very young lady. Her name is Joanne Arnott, and she is a cousin from the Villeneuve side. So she was telling us about some of the things. Of course, it was Halloween, and so we had to try to get a theme going on. And so she was talking about how she went on a ghost hunting experience in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada area. And, you know, that was, it was quite a program, and we had some good music on, and it was, thank you, Joanne, for coming on our program, and I really appreciate that. And we're gonna have her back, because she's a very interesting lady, and, she's a lot of fun to talk to. So, and here we go, it's December the 19th. Wow. In between October, again, I was back at school, working very hard. By the way, I got my marks for the first two courses back, and I was quite pleased. I got a C+ for my first course, and then I was quite surprised. I got my second mark, and it was an A-, which, whoa, boy, was I quite excited. So there you go. So now we're in December the 19th, and the Friday things, we had the honor of talking to an elder. She was a third generation of Louis Riel, Elise Hartley, and she's from Hamilton. She has won various awards. She's a very hard-working lady from the community in Hamilton area, and she does a lot of work for the First Nation, Métis, and the women, especially the women. And there you go. And there you go. And tonight's program, tonight we were talking about the recap. And, you know, it's coming to an end here. I'm just going to come up with some closing remarks here, but this has been quite a year for me, and I've been, I really appreciate everybody coming in listening to my program, because yeah, when I was talked into this, I was sort of like, ooh, I've never talked on this kind of stuff, so I appreciate everybody's support, and I really, really thank everybody and the sponsors as well. Well, it's our time to close the show, and I would like to thank you, the listeners, for tuning in, our directors and sponsors, Don, Seth, and the gang at BBS Radio Station, for allowing us to present this program to you each week. Please send us feedback about our Métis Voices radio show. We would like to hear from you. BBS Radio homepage, column on the left-hand side. And also be sure to visit our museum website at www.MachifMétisMuseum.org. And also you can join our community site, the Machif Trading Post, at http://MachifMétisMuseum.ning.com. Well, next week we'll have our first show of the year, New Year's, and we would like to wish you and your families a very healthy, prosperity, and peaceful 2009. Take care, everyone. Please drive safely. Merci. We're going to end this program with a nice little song that I have picked up, and here it goes. It's called Whiskey Before Sunday. Thank you. Good night, everyone.